This is Anna Riedlinger with Sarah Lipsky on May 29th, 2026 at Creative Legion in Hudson, New York. Our conversation today is contributing to the Community Library of Voice and Sound, and Sarah and I are meeting in person for the first time. Sarah, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Sarah Lipsky, and I live in Columbia County. I live in Chatham, the village of Chatham.
Sarah, can you describe what Hudson looked like when you first arrived?
We first came to Hudson in 1990, although actually we were aware of Hudson before that. Many people come to Hudson moving up from New York City. We did not. We moved down from Albany, New York. And my husband and I were living in Albany. I was working in the New York State Senate, and he had an antique business, and we ended up having an antique shop in Albany, and we also did antique shows. We didn't like living in Albany. We wanted to leave. We lived in a nice area downtown on the park, but we wanted to leave Albany. There just wasn't the kind of environment we wanted to be in. And we had been coming to Hudson because there were a few antique shops in Hudson. And a friend of ours, who was also an antique dealer, he had a shop in Malden Bridge, which is in the northern part of the county. And he was looking in Hudson. He found a shop in Hudson. And a few months later, the shop next door to him became available. And he called us. And we ended up moving our shop to Hudson, moving ourselves to Hudson. And Hudson was very different then in 1990 than it is now. There on Warren Street, there were very few shops. There were shops that had been there for years, like a children's clothing store, and there were just a few restaurants, a pizza place called Mama Rosa's, which was great. The Charleston restaurant was here at that point, but many, many storefronts were vacant. People tended not to go below Fifth Street very often. It was just Fifth or maybe Fourth Street. It was just a totally different type of town. We loved it. We loved the shop spaces for our antique business. And we had a lot of clients that did come from the city, other antique dealers, designers, a lot of designers and private clients and people that came from other parts of the country to shop in Hudson. When we moved our shop here, I think we were like the 11th shop, antique shop. And at the high point, there were 70 antique shops on Warren Street. Really transformed the town. And I started becoming involved with the group of people that had purchased the Hudson Opera House, which had been sitting derelict for a number of years. And this group of people joined together. They bought it, and they planned to restore it. And at the time, I also had a small baking business, and there were a series of fundraisers for the Hudson Opera House. So I used to make desserts for them, and also there are a number of benefit auctions and events to offer the benefit of Hudson Opera House, and I would donate a cake. One event, there was a hat show, and I made a cake in the shape of a hat, and the Charleston restaurant purchased it, and when people would have a birthday in the restaurant, they would put the hat on the first birthday person. I don't know that hat lasted too long because it was a cake. And but so I became involved with Hudson Opera House. The doors were not open. The building wasn't opened. There was no staff at that point. And I was asked to join the board in 1997. And soon after I joined the board, another board member, Carol Clark, had an idea for an event on Warren Street because she wanted to show people how much Hudson, how much Warren Street had changed with all the antique shops that were coming to the area, their beautiful windows, and it was really, the antique dealers, we really revitalized the street, and so many people would come to Hudson for that. But so many people in the county didn't come to Hudson. Hudson had a negative connotation. And so Carol was running the Charleston restaurant, her restaurant, and she asked if I would take on the organization of this new event, Winter Walk. And my daughter was 2 years old at the time, and I thought, and sure, I can do this, and which turned out to be a very large undertaking because I also had my little baking business and we had the antique shop. And but I went ahead with it, and so I organized the first four winter walks that took place in Hudson on Warren Street, and we started from scratch, and I put together a small committee, and we didn't have any staff at the time. I arranged with some other board members and other people from the community the entire organization of the event, and I needed to figure out a way to raise a little money to pay the artists and performers that we planned to involve with Winter Walk. And I came up with the idea of selling some Lindt chocolate truffles, and I was able to buy them wholesale from the Lindt chocolate store in Albany, and I also ordered little boxes and ribbons, and a local graphic artist made a seal with the image of the Hudson Opera House on it. And in my antique shop at night, a few board members and I, we stuffed the boxes and wrapped them, and a number of businesses agreed to sell them for us. And we actually did make enough money to pay the performers, which was great. And the first Winter Walk was December of 1997, and that's when we opened the doors to Hudson Opera House. We had a ribbon cutting. The mayor of Hudson at the time volunteered to be Santa Claus, and I had arranged for horse-drawn carriages, and Santa, I think, came down in the horse-drawn carriage to Hudson Opera House. We had a ribbon cutting, which was very exciting. And then for the next, 2.5 hours, 2 to 3 hours, Winter Walk went on, and people came. I had, we had made posters, and I'd put them up all over the county. We went to schools, we went to organizations. Encouraged all the antique dealers on Warren Street to decorate their windows, which they did, and there were some just amazingly talented antique dealers that just had these magical windows, and people came. We didn't know what would happen, but we had a great response the first year, and then it just grew from that point on. So I continued to organize for the next 3 years. And then at that point, I had to step back. It was a volunteer situation. And it just, when Winter Walk ended, the next day, I was booking the carriages and performers, and it became too much for me to handle. So luckily, a board member from Hudson Opera House took it over, Ellen Thurston. So it continues, and it's still going on, and people, it was very gratifying. People would plan their trips to Hudson to coincide with Winter Walk, and it was really great event for the entire community, the county, people coming from Hudson from different locations, and a lot of people that had been here their whole lives, and just to see Warren Street vibrant and filled with people. We ended up fairly soon closing Warren Street. This was in the first, I think it was the second or third year, we closed Warren Street to vehicular traffic. So it was just pedestrians, you know, walking and music in the streets and performances in the window. So it was a wonderful event. And it's incredible that it's still going on.
Can you tell me about some of the moves? Have you been in the same place when you first moved to Hudson, or have you moved around geographically in the area?
When we first moved to Hudson, we lived on Allen Street in the first floor of one of the big houses on Allen Street, which was really quite a fun place to live. And we ended up, and that's where we lived when my daughter was born. And we ended up moving, though. We bought a little house on Worth Avenue and moved there. And we stayed there for a number of years. And then we ended up moving to Chatham Village. And but I sell real estate. I've been selling real estate for the past little over 20 years. And so with real estate, I'm all over the county, which is really great. I'm in Hudson, I'm in Ankrum, I'm in Copaig, I'm in Kinderhook, and so I really get to see all parts of the county and spend a lot of time in Hudson still, because I loved living here. It was really great. And our shop was on Warren Street. Our shop was on Warren Street for almost 30 years. And when we lived in Hudson, it was really nice because I could just walk to the shop. And it was when at the height of the antique businesses, it was a very great community. We had an antique dealers association, and that did a lot of advertising. For a number of years, I was in charge with advertising. I organized some group advertising in the magazine El Decor. We would commit to buy for like 6, 7, or 8 pages, and I would encourage other antique dealers to purchase ads, you know, take a quarter page or a full page. And it was so effective because it was national advertising, brought a lot of attention to Hudson and the antique businesses. And we did have a lot of press at that time because many designers were coming to Hudson, and many people, and it was just, it's an intriguing town. Warren Street is so beautiful with all the different architectural styles and the fact that you can walk up and down. And now it's very different now. There are a lot of different types of shops and restaurants and bakeries. I mean, it's really an unusual place. Mm-hmm. It's such a small town, but it has so much. And also having the Amtrak station here, it's so easy to go back and forth between New York and Hudson. And having the waterfront. When I first moved here, the waterfront didn't look like it does now. It's much more user-friendly now, and there's a park there, and restaurant, and it's continuing to evolve.
I'm curious, you've listed so many interesting things, and I'm curious how you went from Senate, working in the Senate, mm-hmm. to cake baking, uh-huh. and pastries, mm-hmm. and then real estate. I'm curious about that journey, and a mother in between that.
Yeah.
What were some of those transition likes, or maybe an interest that ties this together that's carried through?
When I worked in the Senate, I worked for a senator from the Bronx, the South Bronx. And at night, we didn't have a TV, and I would want to do something, and I like reading recipes. And I'm not a trained baker in any way, but I started baking at night. And then the next morning, I would need to get them out of our apartment, or otherwise I'd eat them. And so I started taking them into my office, and I quickly overwhelmed my office with baked goods. So I'd go down the halls in the Capitol building where our office was and give treats to other people. And then people started asking me, oh, I'm having a dinner party on Saturday night. Could I buy a cake from you or dessert from you? And so it just kind of, it was by word of mouth. And then more people started wanting to buy desserts. Carol Clark at the Charleston heard I was making cakes, and she hired me to make some wedding cakes. And I started making wedding cakes for regular people. And I had a lot of what I called cake eaters, just people that regularly bought cake from me. At this point, I was living in Hudson. And I started supplying some of the restaurants and coffee shops. It was just organically happened. It wasn't planned. And so that's how the cake aspect happened. And I was still baking cakes when I started selling real estate. But then I realized that, well, they both are very weekend-oriented. And I realized I needed to sell a house, not a cake. So I pulled back on that. For years, I made the carrot cake at Baba Louie's, a little restaurant here in town. And I kept them for a long time because it was easy to do. And I kept a couple of private clients, but then I stopped, and because it was a lot to do. And also with the antique business and real estate. So, but my husband was basically running the antique business for the last, 10 years that we were on Warren Street. We were in two different spots on Warren Street. We were up at 711 Warren Street, which was close to the diner. And our friend Vince Mulford, there were two kind of mirror images of shops, and he had rented one, and he was the one that told us about the one right beside him, and we took that one. And then he ended up buying a building in the 400 block. And when he moved to the 400 block, we moved into the space that he had been in at 7-Eleven, just the other side of the wall practically. And then eventually we moved into the 500 block. And it was ironically just before COVID, the building in the 500 block that we were in was selling. And we could have stayed, but we would have had to sign a very long lease and increased rent. And my husband just felt that he had been running the shop for almost 30 years and he was ready for a change. So we ended up closing the shop right before COVID. And I actually made him get his real estate license so he could help me. So that's kind of how that progression happened from Albany to Hudson, from Senate, cake baking, antiques, volunteering, real estate, till now.
What was it like raising a child in Hudson?
Well, I actually, when we lived in Albany, I knew I didn't want to raise a child in Albany. It was a very mall-oriented culture, and very car. Everything involved a car, just about. Although we lived downtown, we lived right on Washington Park, but I really wanted a smaller town, and so I really liked the fact that we were going to be in Hudson, and she went to school here in Hudson, kindergarten through third grade. And then we moved to Chatham Village, and then she went to school. She started Chatham Village in fourth grade. And I like Chatham because also it was a walking community. It's smaller than Hudson, but it's a really nice little village, and with a great bookstore and a movie theater, a single screen movie theater, and shops on the main street, a really great library. So it has a lot of nice aspects to it. And so there's so many interesting areas in the county, nice villages. The whole county has interesting aspects to it, like great hiking areas and beautiful landscape. I love driving around, seeing the farms, the cows, beautiful sunsets.
I'm curious, do you have a favorite memory attached to getting to work in the antique stores and being in that place? I don't know, do you have any specific memories of...
It was always nice in the antique store, particularly kind of, at one point so many people would come to the antique stores on weekends, you know, Friday, Saturday, mainly Friday and Saturday and Sunday. It was very exciting to have people come in, and it was busy and lots of activity and a lot of designers and collectors that you would deal with on a regular basis and continue have a relationship with them for many years, which was really nice. And you know, talking about Columbia County, maybe separate from antiques, but just Columbia County, the proximity that we have to, like, the Berkshires is really nice, too. There's so many cultural activities that go on in the Berkshires, Tanglewood with music and theater. And in Columbia County, there's so much culture here now, too. Hudson Opera House, Hudson Hall, Hudson Opera House / Hudson Hall has just amazing art exhibits and dance and music. And there's so many community programs for adults and kids. And it really is a vibrant community center that really serves entire community. And it's, you know, just going back to Hudson Hall, Hudson Opera House, you know, to go from 1997 opening the doors for the first time when it was a mess inside, you know, and slowly redoing it, and then eventually hiring a executive director, you know, having staff, and now we're on our third director, executive director, and there's been so much change and growth in the organization and the building, and it's definitely worth going to see. It's just beautiful, you know? And it's so accessible to everyone. And it really changed Lower Warren Street. When we first opened the doors, there were so few businesses that were even open on the 300 block. There was a pizza place. I can't remember what it was called. There was a fried chicken place. There was Steiner's sporting goods store. But there were very few businesses, and people tended not to go down to the 300 block. And it's all changed now, completely changed. Now it's hard to find a parking space in the 300 block. So it has been really incredible to see the transformation of a town and a building. Just the way it's had such positive change in so many ways. So that's very gratifying, and to have been a part of it.
What do you hope for the future of that space, Hudson Hall specifically?
I hope that it can continue to do the work and continue to be a community base in the future, that it can be supported by the local community and foundations and government grants, because it is there's staff there now, and with the building, their HVAC systems, and utilities, and insurance, and with growth also becomes greater needs too, you know. But I think we're on a solid footing, and that's what I hope that can continue.
Trying to think the best way to word this. I think what aspects of Hudson's history do you hope is carried on, either through like buildings like Hudson Hall, mm-hmm. or just even in the community's mind, like what aspects of the history of Hudson do you hope is like held?
Mm-hmm. I hope that Hudson can continue to be a vibrant place for all people. Rents have gone up astronomically, and shop spaces rents have gone up also. And I know there's always a push and pull. So many of the buildings needed so much work, and we are, I think, lucky that so many people have come to the area and have had the resources to fix these buildings and upgrade systems, electrical, structural, roofs, interior. It's expensive, but it's great to see the buildings being saved. So many of them were just in deteriorating condition, so that's hard. It's always hard to balance with the improvements and displacing people. So I think it's a balance that so many communities struggle with, you know. But I hope it can continue to be a vibrant community for everyone, because that's what makes it a special place. And I think it's a unique place. It's just nice to have been a part of it. I think so many places become, so many towns, you maybe don't have a sense of community. But here I think you do. I mean, sometimes there are ups and downs, but I think that it has been a great place to be involved with and live here and be a part of.
Who are some of the people that you love in Hudson?
We have friends here in Hudson, so, you know, I'm grateful for all my friends that are here. And I guess I just love the atmosphere and the feeling of the place, you know. And I guess that can be said for all of Columbia County. You know, it's kind of a special place. And I know I felt this when I lived in Hudson. You can be involved as you want in something or not. You can pull back, you know. And I think there are probably different times in your life where sometimes it makes sense to be very involved and very active, and other times you have to step back, whether it's for work or taking care of, you know, someone or you know. So I think that's kind of nice that you can get involved with different organizations at different times or not, and still feel a part of the community. I think it's kind of very welcoming, and there are lots of different things that you can do while you're here.
What makes you feel welcome in a space?
I guess feeling comfortable in a space, you know, feeling that it's not threatening in any way. I think Hudson's a very visual town, so because there are so many artists here and galleries, and we have a lot of public art too, and the buildings themselves, you know, are so visually interesting. So, and we don't have huge tall buildings that you see in many cities, and I think the scale of the buildings here make you feel welcomed or comfortable. And I think there's just a lot in Hudson for your eyes to look at. Mm. And that continues. I mean, all the streets, you know, there's typically something interesting to look at. And of course, we have incredible sunsets looking west over the Hudson River, and you go down to the Riverfront Park, which is really nice. So.
Do you have a favorite spot or like for the best view or a place that you can go for that mm-hmm. feeling of comfort? And is there a specific place on the map you could pinpoint or no?
Well, when we first moved to Hudson, actually when we first bought our house on Worth Avenue with friends, a lot of times we used to walk up to the top of Rossman Avenue and up near the reservoir there, and we'd sit and watch the sunset, and my daughter and her friends would roll down the hill. And this was pre-Lyme disease and pre-ticks. And the townhouses at the top of Rossman Hill had not been built yet. So it was just kind of nice to go up there. And there also, the reservoir was opened at that time. I mean, there wasn't a fence around it. So it was just a very different feeling up there. But that was like a beautiful place to go and watch the sunset. So I would say that would, I guess, be my favorite view. Anywhere where you have a beautiful west-facing sunset is my favorite. Mm-hmm. But that one was kind of nice.
Originally based in Albany, is that correct? No. Where were you prior to Albany?
I actually grew up in Western Pennsylvania, in Butler, Pennsylvania, which is almost an hour north of Pittsburgh. And but I had gone to college in Ithaca. That's where I met my husband. And we moved to Albany and lived in Albany for a while and then moved to Hudson.
What's different or similar about the culture being in Pennsylvania and then being here? I know that's quite a distance of time between those two places.
But. Yeah. Well, here it's very different than Western Pennsylvania. Just, I think, in so many ways. It's just completely different. Butler also was a small town, but even though Hudson, when we first moved here, had not, Warren Street particularly had seen better days, but there was still, a vitality and a lot of artists, a lot of writers. Soon, a lot of antique dealers, but it was just a different feeling completely. I think sometimes too, having easy proximity to New York City makes it different. But yeah, just very different.
Was your husband in Albany prior to being in school there, or was he coming from somewhere else?
My husband actually grew up in the Finger Lakes, Auburn, New York, and he had received he had an internship in Albany one summer during college, and he was offered a job, and so we moved to Albany, and the first day of his job, he quit. And after we had just moved to Albany, and he actually was a piano major in college, and always, even in college, he was selling antiques. He was buying antiques, and roommates' parents would come to visit, and they'd see something they'd like, they would buy it. I mean, it was just kind of happened, but he always was interested in antiques and furniture and design and interior design. And he had gotten a job at a state agency, but working at a state agency was not what he wanted to do, and he realized that the first day. So, but he initially was selling American paintings to other dealers and private collectors. And then he started buying other things in addition to paintings, and he was just selling out of our apartment in Albany and with his network of other dealers mainly. And then he started buying more and more things, and I encouraged him to start doing shows. And so I ended up leaving the Senate. We started doing antique shows, and we would need storage space for our antiques. We'd come home from shows, and this was in the 1980s, and where we lived in Albany, you couldn't leave anything in your car at night, and we would have a van loaded with antiques. And so at the time, it was very hard to find heated storage space where you could have 24-hour access, because we would have to unload our van like at 2 in the morning or something on our way home from a show. And so it was easier actually to rent a shop space. So that's what we did. We rented a shop space on Lark Street in Albany, where there were a number of other antique shops. And we were doing it really just for storage, but we instantly started selling out of the shop. And but then that's when we decided we quickly outgrew the shop. And we looked at other shop spaces in Albany, but we realized we didn't want to stay in Albany. And we really wanted to move to Hudson. So that's when we, our friend Vince Mulford also wanted to move to Hudson. And so that's how we left Albany. And that's how Tim became involved in the antique business. So,
what were you studying in school when you all met?
I was an English major, when I worked in the Senate, I ran the senator's Albany office, he was a Democrat, and at the time, the Republicans controlled the New York State Senate, and we were lucky. Our office was in the Capitol, so it was a great, wonderful historic building. Most of the legislative offices are in the Legislative Office Building, which is a new structure and kind of devoid of character, and whereas being in the Capitol was very, very great, and I was lucky, to be in that building, and we had a beautiful office, so that was nice. But I didn't mind leaving Albany at all. It's convenient to have it here, not too far, for the Albany Airport and things like that. But it's, I think, a better quality of life here.
We're getting close to the end. Was there anything that I didn't ask you a question about that you would have liked to have shared?
I don't think so. I can't think of anything. Yeah, I guess not. I feel like I rambled on. We're probably not cohesive or coherent at all, but yeah. I don't think so.
Fantastic. All right. Okay, well, thank you for talking with me today.
Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful. Getting to hear some of your story, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. It's interesting to talk, and the history, it's like, oh, all these things that happened and how it's changed, how Hudson has really changed. It's kind of interesting to see it in your lifetime, Often you don't notice so much change. Like, sometimes things change so slowly, but this has been a major transformation since 1990. Just completely different, Just so much about it, the energy and the people and the commerce and prices, of real estate. And it's just, it's hard to have foreseen what was going to happen. And so much has changed too because of technology and people being able to work remotely. And that actually even started before COVID, but COVID certainly increased it, people not having to be in offices 5 days a week, it's really made a difference. And so many people work in tech or remotely or, just all at different aspects of it, that they don't have to be in a job and they can be, don't have to be in an office. They can be anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna turn this off.
Okay.